com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, I don't care if it's diabetes or you gained too much weight over the last year and you're wanting to lose it, I don't care what it is. If you're tired all the time, low energy levels, hormones all over the place, or you're just trying to figure out that you need a new game plan. A new game plan for your health, for your life. That's what the show's about. Giving you options, information, giving you ideas on how to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. Well, that's what the show's about. You can always give me an email. Shoot it. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Regardless, just remember that this show is all about you. So whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. We're going to kick it off with Joel. Hi, Joel.
Oh, thank you. I've had a constant chronic headache for going on 5 years. It'll be this coming August. A current neurologist said I've been on over 120 different medicines, everything from antidepressant, anti-seizure, anticonvulsives, a bunch of experimental drugs, and there's never been any consensus on the headaches, and it's just, you know, it's just been a long 5 years.
And nothing you do seems to be able to help, in all the different doctors, and really there's no answers. Is it kind of where you are right now?
Yeah, and it's been nonstop pain for 5 years. And I heard earlier you were talking about headaches on the left side of the head.
Yeah, there's different things that can happen with headaches on different part of the head where they hurt, and there's some research out behind that. But yours hurt primarily where? All over?
Side of my head. They originally thought it was hemicrania continua, but that is responsive to indomethacin, but that's part of the diagnosis. It's responsive to that.
Right.
So one of the specialists thought it was a variant of hemicrania because it's not responsive to that. The only thing that's slightly helpful is Botox treatments, but that just kind of masks the symptoms.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid, is all
right,
that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sometimes, let's talk diet for just a minute, because I need to get a couple of thoughts behind me on that. Do you eat well, and do you drink a lot of caffeine? Yes or no?
Caffeine makes my headache worse. It's something I learned early on, so I try to stay away from caffeine. I drink a lot of water. I don't drink sodas at all, maybe once a month, if that even.
But what about your diet, overall, your diet? Healthy, not healthy, so-so.
Fair. I don't eat a lot of fast foods. You know, going to McDonald's is, you know, kind of like, you know, saying that you got the plague or something. My daughters hate, you know, going to fast foods. You know, so, I mean, we tend to shy away from fast foods. You know, we, you know, cook at home as much as possible. We don't eat a lot of fried foods, you know, salads, vegetables with every meal. You know, so, I mean, it's not perfect, but, you know, we really don't do a lot of fast foods or processed foods.
That's okay, good. That gives me a good picture. Well, here's the deal. Headaches obviously can come from different areas, and there's a lot of different factors that can cause the headache to hurt. It could be structural, meaning that it could be coming from the base of the neck. There could be some restrictions there. There could be some irritations that you might want to have either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician maybe take a look at, do an evaluation there, just for one aspect of it. Then the other aspect could be nutritional. It could be vascular. So, you know, if all the doctors have kind of looked at it, and everybody is kind of scratching their head and really doesn't have any answers, you might want to go down kind of that structural route that I talked about and the nutritional route, because with nutrition, we can become easily deficient, and believe it or not, headaches are really, really big triggers for nutritional deficiencies. One of those is called acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is a brain chemical. It's the most prevalent neurotransmitter that we have in our brain, and it connects, obviously, it's a chemical that connects all the nerves together and makes the transmission happen. When we get low in acetylcholine, a lot of things happen. We get, our memory kind of goes down a little bit. Cognition, as we call it, goes down. And our brains just don't click, and they don't function as high capacity as they used to. A lot of things can cause it. Stress levels can cause it. Poor diet over a long period of time can cause that. There's a variety of factors. But regardless, when that becomes low, it can really come on and trigger a lot of headaches. So one thing you can look into, and you might want to do some research on, are ways to raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. You can even go to your physician. Now, it's not standard of care, so you might have to pay cash for it, but you can ask them to run acetylcholine receptor, binding receptor test. That's a blood test that they can run and easily check and see exactly what's going on as far as the receptors go, see if they're low, see, you know, see if they're functioning effectively. It's a pretty good blood test. So you might want to have that looked at by your doctor. Just a thought. Anyway, getting the acetylcholine levels up typically can help quite a bit when you're dealing with headaches at a chronic level like you're looking at. Some foods that are out there that they've known to be able to raise that are protein-rich and fat-rich, and those are the healthy fats, such as eggs. Whole eggs have been known because they've got two components in the egg yolk that are very good. So you've got choline and lecithin, both of those together, have been known to help with acetylcholine levels in the brain. And then also staying away from coffee and all that. That's why I was, if you talking about the caffeine, if you stay off of the caffeine, it's shown that it can help with acetylcholine levels. So one kind of drives the other. So those two are hand in hand. There's one more supplement out there that's got really good research on it as far as raising acetylcholine levels. It's called Huperzine A. And Huperzine A, you can go to your health food store, talk to those folks about it, and, of course, see what the labels say and all that. But there's good research behind that. I know it's frustrating to deal with headaches, painful, and it's almost like one of those things. I haven't personally never had suffered with those, but I've worked with a lot of people who have. And I know it's one of those deals where it's like you can empathize, but you can't sympathize with me. It's like if you don't have them every day, you don't really know the pain. So I've had a headache before, but at the same time, you know, I've never had them to that extreme. So I understand that it's painful, but I don't know what it feels like. But I can tell you this. There are options, and you don't have to be stuck. And I would look on the structural route. Find someone that's really good at working on the spinal structures and getting them back into proper alignment, only because it's vital when you're dealing with headaches. And it's not something you have to do all the time, but you want to make sure you get that into position and then work with the nutrition, those two hand in hand. Because when you're looking at it from just a more of a neurochemical standpoint, as far as pharmaceuticals, they can help and they can manage, but a lot of times they're not getting to the root cause, and getting to the root cause might be the deficiency that you're looking for. So look into the blood test and keep us posted on how that goes. A lot of great things out there to work on. You just got to maybe look at it from a little bit different of an angle. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're ready to get well, stay well, and live well. That's what this show is all about. It's about you. It's about your health and your life. Going back to the phone lines now to go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Good evening. So I work in a research office looking at people with mental disorders, and part of it is we'll check their labs and that kind of a thing. I've got a large number of the people that I'm seeing, and I just want to be clear, I'm not a doctor, but a lot of the patients that I work with all have elevated cholesterol and more specifically triglycerides. And I was talking with one of them, and they had mentioned that years and years ago they had noticed that their triglycerides were up, and they had started trying to control by themselves with diet. They started eating a lot of oatmeal, taking some red yeast rice supplements. And I just wanted to know what kind of other options might they have. A lot of these people don't have access to health care, very limited or no income, so we're going to have to talk cheaper generic medications or, you know, over-the-counter supplements, vitamins, that kind of a thing. But I just wanted to know what else was out there. Now, when I looked up the red yeast rice, I saw that it has a lot or the same molecule that a lot of statins have. And because of that, the FDA kind of watches a lot of them, the higher statins, the ones that have more statin in them are usually more regulated, or they have to stop manufacturing those. So I was kind of, I cautioned the person against taking that just because you never really know what you're getting. But any ideas that you might have would be great.
Sure, absolutely. So where you work, obviously their doctors monitor them. But you're saying that no one's really helping them on the lifestyle side really come up with a game plan. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Pretty much, correct. We're just kind of, I mean, it's mental health office pretty much specifically, so we're kind of, you know, we're just trying to get them mentally stable, and we usually will refer them back to their PCP or a general practitioner to try and do those kind of lifestyle changes.
Now, are they open? I mean, if you come up with a game plan that you think would be good for them, or do you, I guess you have a good enough relationship with their primary care docs to pick up the phone and go, hey, we want to do this with, you know, Bobby Sue here, and we think it would really help her on the lifestyle side. Are you okay with her eating more eggs or whatever, and or taking red yeast rice? And those kind of conversations can take place?
Yeah, for the most part, although I do have to be clear, a lot of, and not with this particular person that I'm asking about, but a lot of them, you know, they, like I said, very limited income, they don't go to the doctor simply because they feel they can't afford to go to the doctor.
Okay, I got it. Well, there's a couple of things I would tell you. First, just like I talked about, eggs are really important. But let me ask this question first. So the triglycerides and the cholesterol levels are elevated, and they are not taking medicine? They're not taking statin drugs, or they are?
They are not taking any kind of statin or prescription medications for cholesterol or anything along those lines.
Because they don't want to, or they don't feel like they can afford it, back to that whole paradigm, right?
Yeah, it's more of the can't afford it rather than don't want to.
Okay, because we'll just talk medication for a second. If they can get to a doctor, then, I mean, the statin drugs, simvastatin is on the $4 list. And so, I mean, they can get these generic drugs like Walmart and some of the other, you know, larger pharmacies and whatnot. They have them on what they call the $4 list, and they can get them really, really cheap. I just want you to know that from if anybody that you're working with decides that they want to go the medical route. Now, if they want to go the natural route, then here's a couple of things. Eggs are the number one cholesterol-lowering foods that you have, but let me give you a little caveat to that. Just so you know, cholesterol levels that are in a healthy range, and what I mean healthy, it's between about 180 and 220. Now, a lot of doctors will disagree with that because standard of care is under 200. So for the sake of standard of care, we can just say 180 to 200, all right, if we want to say that. But I'm just telling you, from the more natural alternative side, they're okay with the ranges up to 220, okay? When the cholesterol drops too low, a couple of things happen. We need cholesterol in the body to manufacture hormones. Hormone levels can drop. Testosterone can drop. For a male example, when testosterone levels drop, then brain cognition goes down, memory goes down, and drive goes down. Okay? So when you're dealing with mental health, you want to make sure you're maximizing everything from dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, GABA. So you want to make sure all your neurotransmitters are elevated, right, or in good range, so you don't have to manipulate those with drugs. And then you also want to make sure that all the hormone levels are good, because when testosterone levels are healthy, men feel healthy. When they're low, men feel low. And you know, so that's just kind of something just to note. So to get the cholesterol levels too low would be something you want to keep an eye on if you're kind of helping out, be a friend to some of these folks. But eggs are the number one cholesterol-lowering foods that we have. Obviously cheap. You can get them for $2 a carton, whatever, at the store. And or whoever you work with is, you know, I'm sure pretty inexpensive. So that's the whole egg cooked in coconut oil or butter, because those are the two oils. There you go. Butter's cheap. All right, those are the two oils that don't break down into a trans fat with heat. And then keeping protein levels and healthy fat levels, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those are all the healthy fats, and those are all, you know, obviously not that expensive from a food source. Carbohydrates, starchy carbohydrates, potatoes, rice, breads, cereals, those kind of carbohydrates are going to keep triglyceride levels up, which is not a good thing, okay, for the plaquing inside the arteries and whatnot. It's also going to keep the LDL cholesterols, because of the sugar content, it's going to keep the LDLs rising and the HDLs, which are the good parts of the cholesterol, lowering. So you want to stay away from the processed carbohydrates and a lot of the starchy carbs, sticking with more fruits and vegetables, and keeping the protein levels moderate within the diet. That's pretty much standard from a nutritional avenue as far as giving a good, you know, I guess, game plan for overall health. Now, as far as supplements, I'm only a big fan for a couple of things. The red yeast rice has research behind it, so I like that one. So if you're going to go to a health food store, that's pretty cheap. And vitamin E, as long as they're not on any kind of any type of blood thinners, and the doctors haven't put them on anything like that. So vitamin E's got good research on it. So I would encourage you to go and do some research on those too, because vitamin E's in all the standard medical texts for stopping the plaquing inside the arteries. Pretty amazing when you start reading about it. But those two are something to look up. The foods, it's all about the ratios. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I lay out those ratios of what are good and what's not. But the oatmeal and all that, it's kind of old school. It really, really is not that great for cholesterol. Thanks for the call.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Sandra in Murfreesboro, Tennessee writes, I'm only 42, but I'm started to have problems with varicose veins. What do you think? Well, varicose veins can come from a variety of places. One thing we know is that when the liver begins to have some issues, and I mean just slightly, that can begin to cause some of the varicose veins. Also, nutritional deficiencies can cause that too. So you might want to look up a component called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. A lot of research on rutin. It comes from a lot of different vegetable sources and can be very, very helpful with building up the structural integrity of the veins in the body. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online, shoot me that email, and don't forget that your health always starts with your choices, no matter what. Doesn't matter where you've been, matters where you're going. Doesn't matter if you've messed up for the last 5 years. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because today can be a brand new day. You can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And with research that we have now in lifestyle-based healthcare, knowing that literally the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get, the air that we breathe quality-wise, the water we drink, all of those factors actually matter. If 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related, that's pretty much good news. It means that, well, okay, 20% or so are genetics that we can't really control too much, what grandma and grandpa handed down to us, but we can maximize what we have in our lifestyle choices every single day. On this show, that's what it's all about, is getting you to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. Alyssa, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I have a 16-year-old daughter who 8 weeks ago was put on the paleo diet for three different reasons. She was having some stomach issues, acne issues, and weight issues. The paleo diet has been great to help her stomach issues, but she has actually gained weight while she's on the diet, which we thought was probably virtually impossible. And so we're wondering why that could happen and if we're maybe missing something. I think even just seeing some progress in that direction would make her happy.
So give me her paleo diet real quickly, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just give me the basics of what she's doing with it.
Breakfast, eggs, and fruit. Lunch, usually a salad with fruit, maybe some chicken in it. And dinner, a meat and vegetable. No grains, no potatoes, no legumes.
One little trick that works, too, and just a quick note. You say she's gained weight, but do her clothes fit light, looser, or are they feeling tighter?
Are your clothes looser or tighter? I think they fit about the same. Yeah, right. I think she's about the same.
When you start on the paleo diet or a diet similar to that, many times you'll start gaining some muscle and lose body fat, but your body will gain weight. That's why I always ask people, if your clothes fit a little bit looser, your body composition is probably changing just a little bit. And I know that sounds like a bunch of, you know what, but it's true. And it really is the way the body works. And it won't happen by like 15 pounds, but for it to happen 4 to 6 pounds, that's pretty average and pretty common. So she's been doing that for a little bit of time. You know, that could be one of the issues. Now, at 5'9", 169, she's got a pretty good amount of weight, and she's probably not getting that many calories. Here's another little trick of the trade, too, in the nutrition world and metabolism. If you don't get enough food, then it can actually cause her metabolism to slow down and cause her to hold on to weight. Because the body will go into a starvation mode, and even though she's active and burning all these calories and whatnot, technically, the body, if it's not getting enough, will begin to slow down. So how often does she do her basketball practice and her sports and all that? Is this every day?
Probably three times a week.
Now, on the day she doesn't do practice and all that, does she run or do any other kind of exercise?
Yes. I mean, she'll swim or she'll be out even just playing a pickup game with her siblings or going for a walk or volleyball or something.
Okay. One little trick that can be helpful is her snacks in between probably want to cut out the fats and do more of a protein source, like even a protein shake of some kind, a whey protein-based shake, and a piece of fruit, like an apple and orange. And cut out the fat on that one. The carbohydrates and the protein are going to help her recover. Also add some healthy calories for her based around her workouts. And there's another little trick called bracketing. Bracketing is where you'll do, say, maybe 25 grams of protein, which is one scoop of protein powder with water, and maybe an orange about 30 minutes before a workout, and then you do the same thing after a workout. What it does, it replenishes all the glycogen that you've lost during the exercise and also puts back into the muscle tissue because it's at the highest rate of where it will absorb the nutrients back into the muscle cell right after a workout. For someone that's an athlete that does not do that, you're missing a window to maximize your muscle tissue and minimize body fat and will actually help you get trimmer and into better shape at that point. Now, is she doing cardio work outside of just her training? Like when she does
her working out,
she's not. Okay, so what does she do on her days? She swims and what else?
She swims, she plays volleyball, she plays, you know, pickup basketball games, but she's not doing like a CrossFit or a stringent cardio type workout.
Okay. And when she plays pickup games, what do they last? 45 minutes, hour, something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How much water is she drinking?
I think she's drinking maybe 6 to 8 glasses a day.
Okay. And this is another key for when you're looking at weight and that sort of thing. Gallon of water you know, have her at least carry something with her. You carry a jug or carry a larger bottle so she can monitor it. The goal is half your body weight in ounces. So, I mean, for her, you know, hitting around 80 ounces, maybe, you know, 70 or 85 ounces, I guess, a day would be a good number. So get a bottle or something where she can track that, make sure she's hitting that every day. You can always add on about 20% more if you're an athlete to that number. So she can want to shoot for about 100 ounces a day, and that's what a lot of the research says out there right now. And so those are some keys. Has she had blood work done with her physician to check any or hormone levels?
Everything came back.
Okay, well, good. Schultz. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? We have them. We've got the answers. We're going to go to Rich right now. Rich, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Rice. Nice to speak with you.
Likewise.
I have a problem that's just developed in the last 5 or 6 months. I have venous stasis, particularly pronounced in the right leg from the knee down, but also developing in the left. And I'm told by the GPs and specialists I've seen so far that there's really no long-term solution to it, that once the valves in the veins that don't work anymore, that cause venous stasis, stop working, there's nothing much that can be done to regenerate them. Is that true? And are you aware of any conventional or alternative or homeopathic or any means to regenerate those valves?
Well, I mean, technically, that's the standard medical ease of, you know, what the thought process is. But, I mean, there's always a chance for the body to regenerate. I mean, technically, There's not a lot that can typically happen, but you know the cramping and all that goes along with it, and you know, you want to avoid obviously long drives, and you want to avoid you know anything that you know when you're flying for long distances it can be a little challenging. You can get up and walk around, but I mean, how for you? How bad are the symptoms right now at this point?
Well, the symptoms are not that bad. I'm using elevation compression stockings. I'm taking some supplements to build up the tone of the veins and so forth. So as long as I elevate my feet every couple hours or so for 20 or 30 minutes and use the compression stockings religiously, I mean, I can function. But long term, it's a very problematic condition because your chance of picking up infections is increased. And
some of the cases, but it's amazing. So to see someone with a good attitude that walks through that says so much about the person's character. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to James now. Hi, James. Welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call you about potency, if I could, meaning that I usually... My manager would usually be stiff as an iron rod. Now it's more or less pine wood, and I'm scared it's going to turn into a...
Right, so things aren't working like they used to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm able to perform, but, you know, not like I used to. You know, it's just,
right.
You know, when you're young, the wind blow along and... You're ready to go,
right?
You know,
right.
Now I have to, you know, work at it a little bit and, you know, get it there.
What is your age now, James?
I'm 44. I'm medium size. I'm 5'9", 5'10", 170 pounds. I don't have diabetes, no high blood pressure, or anything like that. So I'm trying to figure out, is it stress or anything, you know, psychological. That kind of thing.
It can be, yeah, very much so. I mean, when you're going through, depending on your stage of life, and one thing, yes, when you're younger, things work a little bit better, but also you're not stressed out. I mean, you go through about a good 20 years of life from your 20s to your 40s, and it can put a toll on you a little bit. So that is one thing. If you know, being overweight is another issue with ED. That can be a challenge. But another thing is just making sure the testosterone levels have not dropped too dramatically. I mean, they're going to decline a little bit throughout the years. But if you've been under a lot of stress, and in the brain there's a chemical called dopamine. If dopamine levels drop, testosterone levels will drop, performance will drop. So they all go hand in hand. So have you had your blood test done recently with your family doctor to see where the numbers are?
Yeah, I did it a few months ago, and they said, are you asleep? Because you have absolutely no blood pressure. Are you asleep? Are you awake? You know, are you dead? You know, it's just,
yeah.
You know, like,
but what are the testosterone levels? What were the testosterone levels that they checked, low or high, did they tell you?
No, they didn't check. They didn't check at the time because I wasn't really too concerned about it. But I just really recently started dating, and then all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh my God!"
Right, I understand. Well, here's the deal. First, you want to go to your doctor, have them check your testosterone levels. That's a pretty important piece to the puzzle. Okay. And, you know, making sure that the numbers are where they need to be is a big key. And, you know, there can be some psychological issues with it, too. Stress, anxiety, performance. You know, you said you're dating again. Were you married before?
Divorced about 3 years ago. And
how long were you married?
We was married 6 years. And about last year, I just really, it could be psychological, but just last year, I just really got a pinch with court and, you know, forcing her to do things, you know, that she should have been doing, yada, yada, yada. So, and, you know, just lost my job and starting school. So I can probably see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that to me sounds more what we call psychosomatic than anything else. It's in your head. It's causing things in your body not to work that well. When a guy goes through a divorce, that's a big deal. Okay, people can blow it off. It's a big deal. You're dating new women, so there's something that, I mean, whether you believe you're supposed to be doing that or not, it's up to you. It's a personal decision. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of factors that can play into that. You lose your job, you go through financial tough times. For a man, that's a tough piece. I would get all the nutritional factors looked at. I would have the blood test looked at. But realize there is a psychological component that's going on with this and that you're going to have to work through. That's really going to be a big piece to everything working the way it needs to again. But get all the information, gather that, and then if you want, you can always shoot me an email. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.